yesterday when talking about relating to fellow monastics or fellow practitioners, you mentioned like this sort of vertical relationships as well as horizontal relationships.
Right.
For me, that kind of like begs the question about like respect. Like, what is respect? And it almost sounds like there's almost like two different flavors of it or something like that, or how...
Well, I mean...
I think one of the things, because it's... let me see. I mean, there's a lot of different flavors of respect, you know, in the sense of because it's one in, and you know, the sense of respect that one has in terms of, well, maybe it's good to sort of even kind of get some boundaries on what respect actually is, in the sense of, because it's one that. Maybe there's a sense of, I mean, because it has these different sort of flavors of both of deference as well as care and a sense of appreciation. And so there's all these different flavors that are part of respect, and so that because you think in terms of say like Hiriyanotapa, you know, in the sense of you know, what the basis of Hiriyanotapa are, of Hiri being a respect for oneself. And otapa, the basis of having concern, is a respect for others. So it's a, and I think it's not, because sometimes, I mean, it's a word that's not really used in modern English usage that much. And, or cultural usage. So, but for, I think from a Buddhist perspective and a perspective on training, then there's a sense of, say, like, because of respect, then one is willing to look toward somebody for guidance and example, but then as one's living with others, then one has a respect for their commitment and their virtue and their sense of being fellow human beings who are suffering. And so then, and it's not as if it's one or the other, but it's, you know, those are different sort of flavors that go back and forth, really. Because also, just in terms of when one's living with others as fellow monastics and fellow practitioners, you want to be able to have a certain deference and care that one's looking after each other, and as well as being ready to either hear perspectives on Dhamma, and it's that respect that opens oneself up to hearing perspectives or hearing guidance or hearing some kind of feedback. And so, you know, it's quite multifaceted, and I think it's helpful to reflect on it, because I think there is a tendency, and I heard somebody talk about it in, I can't remember, it was fairly recently, about that in modern American usage, respect is something that is sort of kind of fear-based, or like, you know, you're trying to command respect, but basically what you're doing is trying, you're trying to make people, other people fear you. Like in and I heard it in particularly in relationship to like a gaming culture. And so that's a whole different ball game. And is really not what's useful, because you say something like respect. So like if you think in terms of the like the Mangala Sutta, Gahala Vocha Niwa Tocha, those are two things that go together, and those are highest blessings. So Karlawa is to being respectful. Being respectful of others, towards others, with others, and niwa tocha is to is having a certain humility, and so those are quite linked together, and they're not. I don't think they're out of place. I don't think the Buddha put them out of place just for the fun of it, or just to confuse us. So that sense of gharlawa there's a quality of humility that is there as a basis, and then the aspect of respect is being conveyed. So yeah, those are helpful things to be considering, and also sort of being attentive to what our cultural conditioning is in that aspect. Make sense? I'm making this up as I go along. You know, just,